Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, we welcome you back with another top-notch edition of the Bucket Strategy Investing Show. Thanks for joining us. Our aim here is to help you make better money moves. I'm Johnny Dean, brought Professor Rick Plum back once again for this hour's strategy session. So Rick, we'll be answering your questions, as will the entire Brain Trust, as usual. Now, we're going to take some calls first up, so we'll get to those. I know we have some people on hold, so we'll do that in just a moment. And at some point this hour, probably sooner rather than later, we're going to be talking about something known as value averaging. Now, once again, sounds complicated, right? It really isn't. You expect a certain rate of return, maybe in any given year. So if you exceed that, you take some off the top and you move it into, you know, a little bit safer environment. Or if you fall short, then you move some money back in. It's in and out. Now, there's more to it than that. Of course, it's naturally a little bit more complicated. And Professor Plum is going to give us the lowdown coming up here in just a couple of moments. Now, I said that we're going to take your calls first, and we will. If you got a question for the Brain Trust, all you've got to do is call right now. We got a couple of lines open, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. Most of the lines are open right now. Emails. You go to our website, wealthed.com. You go over to the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. Click on that and send it to us here in the studio. Professor Rick Plum here, once again, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, who bring you this hour of the program. Take our advice. You need a bucket strategy. You do not want to do this stuff on your own. That would be crazy. You need one that's tailored specifically to meet your goals and your needs. You should call the professor or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, any of the Brain Trust advisors, 800-644-1150. You meet with an advisor, you get your strategy done. Everyone's situation is different, so of course everyone's plan is naturally different. So off the air, if you want to reach them, talk to any of the advisors, including Professor Plum, 800-644-1150. You need your questions answered now. This is what you do. You give us a call here in the studio, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Professor Plum, let's move along. We got some folks on hold, so we're going to do these calls first. Once again, get on board at that number. Mo, we're going to start things off in Vancouver, Washington. Hello, Mo.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So how can we help you, my friend?
So I had a question. This is on behalf of my parents. So about 15 years ago, roughly, my mom, which is now 72 years old, roughly about 15 years ago, she fell down and she broke her wrist. And they couldn't get it back to 100%. Therefore, she was unable to work. Mm-hmm. So they put her on, she went on Social Security disability. And since then, you know, she's been receiving just a real small portion. Is that the same thing as Social Security, like standard, you know, retirement, what you receive when you retire, Social Security, or does she have to reapply for that, or
no, it's basically her retirement. What a disability benefit from Social Security is basically the retirement benefit paid early without a reduction. Normally, if we take a retirement benefit early as 62, which would be the earliest you could take it, it's reduced. But a disability benefit, they go through the formula, calculate the benefit, and they start paying it regardless of age. And then when the individual does reach their full retirement age, which for your mom would have been probably 66, it just continues the same dollar amount, continues on, but it's no longer called a disability benefit. It's called a retirement benefit at that point. And the only dollar change that would potentially happen is a cost of living allowance. and that would have happened anyway. So she's receiving her retirement benefit now, which was her disability benefit, but when she hit her full retirement age, it changed. Now, you said it's fairly small. How do you know how much?
She's getting like $468.
And is your father receiving his Social Security benefit?
Yes, he is as well. He also got a stroke roughly about 15 years ago, and he also went on a
disability,
I guess. Yeah.
Do you know how much he is
receiving? Yeah, he's receiving $807.
Okay, unfortunately, that's the numbers that they're going to be receiving. The spousal retirement benefit for your mom is less than what she's already receiving. And so she could apply for it, but she won't get it. And your dad's receiving his benefit already. So those are the numbers that are going to be in place for as long as they live, plus whatever cost of living, if we ever get another cost of living allowance on it.
Now, the spousal benefit would be at the
well, the spousal benefit for his mom would be half of what
And she's just over that by little,
$60.
Yeah,
but it's still, the spousal benefit is 50% of what dad is receiving. Mm-hmm. Because by default, dad is receiving his full retirement age benefit. So it's very easy to determine what the spousal benefit would be. It would be 50% of that number, because both of them are at least full retirement age.
So about $400,
$403, yeah. And she's getting $468 on her own benefit, which is her full retirement benefit.
Yeah.
So that's larger than half of dad's benefit, so she would not be eligible for a spousal benefit going forward.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that answers my question.
Well, I wish we had better news for you, Mo, but do they have pensions or anything else, or is this what they're living off of?
Nope, that's what they're living off of. Unfortunately, they didn't plan for that, and that's what they're living off of. So,
It sounded like they probably got hurt and disabled or had a stroke, unfortunately for your father, about the time that they were hitting their peak earning years, about the time when the kids are starting to move out of the house, where they might have had some extra money to start savings, but they didn't get the chance to save because of the disabilities.
Right. That's exactly, to the T, exactly what it is.
Okay. Well, Mo, that's the situation, and I appreciate the call. Best of luck to your folks on that. Once again, the spousal benefit is half of the full retirement age benefit, which for the father, as you said, it's easy to figure out because that's what he started receiving 15 years ago.
Right. He was receiving a disability benefit that turned into a retirement benefit at full retirement age. So that's a given. She also was receiving a disability benefit, which turned into her full retirement age benefit. So we know exactly when the benefit was turned on. The retirement benefit was turned on at their full retirement age. And so we don't have to worry about, did they take it early? Is there any adjustment that we need to make to determine whether or not somebody might be eligible for something more? Unfortunately, they're not.
All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We got time. Let's go to Burlingame, California. We'll talk to Alexandria up next. Hi, Alexandria.
Oh, hi. Thank you for answering my call. I have a quick question. I have a granddaughter, actually, who is entering medical school, and she needs some money. And the money she needs is about $90,000 per year. And we would like to loan her the money, and I don't know how to schedule this thing, how to make it, put it together, so that, and what kind of interest rate should we charge her? And, of course, she won't have any way of paying back until the time she graduates.
Right.
And hopefully we'll be able to provide this amount every year. I don't know if we can, but at least to start out.
So it's $90,000 per year. Now, Alexandria, are you married?
Oh, yes, we're married.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
And by the sound of it, your granddaughter does not have any investments, any interest, any dividends. You can make her what's known as a gift loan. Now, do you expect to get paid back interest? Do you want to be paid back interest? Or you just want to make sure that there's a loan in place and hopefully you get paid back the principal, but you're not worried about the interest?
That would be okay if it's that possible, though. Is it possible by the IRS? I mean, if you make a loan, you have to show that you receive interest, no? Otherwise, they're going to charge you imputed interest.
Yes and no. There is something called a gift loan. And you can make a gift loan of up to $100,000 to an individual and not have any imputed interest on your tax return and not have any stated interest that they have to pay back. And that works as long as the person that you loan the money to does not have any investment income. Now, if that person has investment income, they're going to say that you need to impute the interest. But you can. So maybe for her, how many years do you expect the medical school to?
4 years, probably.
Okay, so the first year you loan her, you know, the $90,000 on a gift loan. No interest is due and payable. No interest is imputed on your tax return. You just write it up as a gift loan. Second year, your husband makes her the loan for $90,000. And the same thing goes on. Now, the third and fourth years, you've only got about $10,000 left that you can give her on the gift loan. Any additional loans on top of that would have to be an imputed interest rate and show that it's either accruing and get paid back later on so that will happen. But you want those later ones because then she starts paying those later ones back right after graduation and she leaves the gift loans until she's paid back the ones that actually accrue interest. So it makes it more efficient for everybody.
Okay. Do I have to file a gift return at the end of the year for the $100,000 that you
No, because you haven't actually made a gift to her. It's a gift loan that you truly expect to get paid back.
So it has to be awarded as such that we give you $100,000 as a gift loan and that you will only pay no interest, but you will pay the loan back at the end of 4 years.
Basically. Or the end of whatever period of time. Now, if you wanted to, you could forgive part of the loan every year. You could forgive $14,000 between you and your husband doing a split gift. You could forgive $28,000. So there are ways to manipulate this to give her more money over the years without hitting the gift limit as quickly. But you're fine.
And as it turned out, it may not be even necessarily necessary at the, you know, unless they're worth all that money. If you have some more questions, Alexandria, hold on. I got to take a break. So please, we can bring you back on the other side if you like. 877-PLANNER. We're here to answer your money questions. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Planner, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, your radio and TV professionals here, talking to you about your money, etc., etc. Happy to be here with you, folks. 877-PLANNER, once again, our number, PLANNER. Were the markets imploding today again?
No, they were up.
Yeah, so it's strange.
I don't know if they still are, but...
Well, it's like we said, you know, a couple of days of down days, and now all of a sudden, everybody forgot about that, you know, British
that
exit thing.
Silly thing. Yeah, the S&P is back up, according to my little notes here, at 2091, a little over, which isn't too far from an all-time high.
Yeah,
2131, 2133, somewhere in there.
All right, so we were talking last week about bear market correction. Well,
it dropped
afraid.
Quite a bit on Friday and Monday.
Well, you know what? Here we go. Didn't we say it was not that big a deal?
We're back to the high 17s on
That's
the Dow.
Right. And the 10-year climbing back to 1.
Well, it's back to 149.
Oh, man. It was over 1.5 just like an hour ago.
Whoopee.
Big deal, folks. Big deal. Well, this is the end of the second quarter. We're going to start getting data. Today is the end of the second quarter. We're going to start getting data from different things. We're going to start to be able to analyze what happened in the second quarter.
And we can analyze it till the cows come home.
And it's not
going to tell us what's going to happen next quarter.
It sure is not. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We do have some lines open. All right, now we were talking before the break with Alexandria, who couldn't stick around, but in Burlingame, California. If you missed the call, she's looking at doing a loan, actually,
she's
for
looking
her
at
granddaughter.
Helping her granddaughter get through medical school.
Yeah.
And she and her husband want to be able to loan. They don't seem to want to give, but they want to loan their granddaughter, up to $90,000 a year for the tuition of the medical school for the next 4 years. And she's like, is there a way to do this somewhat efficiently? They'd like to get paid back, but they don't necessarily want to saddle their granddaughter with a lot of interest. But they also know that a loan at 0% in many cases requires you, if I make a loan to John Dean and without classifying it correctly, even if I don't collect interest, I'm supposed to impute it and show interest on my tax return as if John was going to pay it. But there is something called a gift loan. So we can do these gift loans of up to $100,000 per person and not actually receive interest payments, not actually charge interest payments, and also not have to show it on my tax return as if it was being paid with interest.
Okay, so you said imputed interest. Let's just talk about this for a second, because I know people do want to make loans to relatives and people like that, which do turn into gifts, of course. But we'll leave that out of it. When you talk about imputed interest, let's explain what we mean here.
Well, the idea is a lot of, especially the wealthy in the years past, the wealthy would take, $1 million and loan it to a family member who then turned around and invested. The family member is in a lower tax bracket. Maybe I loaned it to my, 15-year-old son or daughter, and they were going to pay me back principal but and interest, but I'm not going to charge them interest. So I take $1 million, give it to them back when we could earn interest, and they would go out and earn 4, 5, 6, 7% interest and pay for it in their tax bracket. And that would have been money that I would have had to spend anyway, and it would have been money that realistically should have been showing up on my tax return. Mm-hmm. And so the Congress and IRS got together and said, well, those types of issues, I need to show it on my tax return anyway. So even if I didn't receive it, I have to impute it. I have to show it on my tax return as if I had received it. Now, they did put an exemption in for the first $100,000, as long as the person that I made the loan to does not have any investment income. They don't have interest, dividends, capital gains, things of that nature. Because the whole idea of this is they don't want me, being the rich person, shifting income that should have been to me over to somebody else who's in a lower tax bracket who may not actually pay income taxes on the capital gains, qualified dividends, or not pay as much in taxes on the interest as I would have, but it would have been something I would have paid for anyway. So they're trying to get away from some income shifting, but they do have this $100,000 limit on a gift loan, no imputed interest necessary, and as long as the recipient doesn't have any investment income. And so in right. this case, we have a starving student in med school. There is no investment income in their name at all. So the gift loan works very well in this case. So yeah. she could make a gift loan of $90,000 this year. And then she could, if she, you know, Alexandria, our caller, could, if they wanted to, I don't know if they want to do this, forgive between her and her husband $28,000 of that, bringing it down to $62,000
a loan. And the reason it's $28,000 per year is because...
$14,000 a person.
Yeah, you get $14,000 that you can give per person to any individual without having to worry about gift taxes down the line.
So then we bring the loan down, and then we can give another, you know, $32,000 or $38,000 the second year as part of the gift loan, and any additional amount would come from her husband as the gift loan. So we could go maybe 2.5, 3 years into this gift loaning and forgiveness without having to then get into a traditional loan where even if the daughter is not, you know, or granddaughter, excuse me, paying interest, that they would necessarily have to impute the interest.
Some generous grandparents.
There. Right. Now, the question then becomes, do they want to forgive the loan? And I didn't necessarily get that sense from her right off the bat, and maybe they'll forgive it down the line if she actually does finish medical school and, you know, as a carrot. You know, we're going to loan this to you now, but if you don't finish it, you got to pay us back. But as long as you finish it, then maybe we'll forgive some of it. I mean, those are the kind of carrots and the, you know, student loan things we could deal with.
Now, but again, because on this gift loan, assuming that you're staying under the limits and all that stuff, you can actually just, you don't have to worry about the interest as yours.
I don't have to have a charged a stated interest mm-hmm. on the loan, and I don't have to impute it on my return.
Yeah, and when we're talking about, that's why you asked earlier in the call, you had said,
does the granddaughter have any investment income?
Yes. Now, by investment income, we're
interest,
not talking
dividends.
About. We're not talking about any IRAs.
No, because that doesn't show up on the tax return. It doesn't. That's not me shifting income to a lower taxable entity. That's a different game. They're looking for, is this creating current taxable income that realistically should have been shown on my return because I would have invested the money, mm-hmm. but I'm doing it on somebody else. The goal is to get away from. The goal is to stop income shifting, and that's what they're looking to try to do. In this case, we're not income shifting. We're just trying to help somebody get through medical school.
Yeah. Now, what, 90? So 90,000. What does it cost for medical school? Anyway?
I'm guessing 90,000. It sounds like.
Man.
I don't know. I've never applied. Never would have been accepted in the first place. But
me either. They wouldn't want either one of us. But man, oh man. And then we talked to you, maybe talk about doing it again a little bit more next year. You forgive some of that, and you give back some of it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. All right, 877 Planner, our number, PLANNER. So in this case, it helps to know what these gift loan, what these gifting limits are.
Yeah, and she was worried about having to impute the interest on her return. So, and what interest rate would you have to show? Well, if you probably only 1 or 2% even at that rate, because it's a midterm type loan, and the government says a realistic loan interest rate on a midterm style loan is about 1.2-1.4% right now.
And there is an actual table in there.
It's called the applicable federal rate.
AFR, the applicable or applicable, depending on how you want to do it, federal rate, and it's actually there. This is what they're saying, that you actually must charge.
They're issued every month, and there's short-term rates, there's midterm rates, and there's long-term rates. And we use different interest rates for lots of different reasons, whether it's in pension planning, estate planning for valuation discounts and all this. And if we were just left to our own devices, we would use some crazy interest rates. So the government kind of regulates that and says, if you're dealing with taxes, if you're dealing with anything in this area where we're talking about, we're going to set the rates.
And you mean we can't say, you know, 10%, 15%?
20% discount rates, yeah.
Sure. No, I don't see why not. I mean, you know, a lot of credit card companies are doing that. A lot of payday lenders are doing a lot more than that.
Yeah.
877-PLANNER. All right, we got more to say. We've got lines open. Give us a call. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, talking to you about your money when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100. But that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
5370.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Oh, great music today. 877 Planner, PLANER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. A lot of stuff to talk about. Now, at the top of the hour, I had mentioned something that we wanted to get into a little bit, Professor Plum. We do talk about strategy on this show, and important strategy measures that you may want to take. And one of these has to do with something called value averaging. Now, that sounds like one of those things that you say, oh, please, come on, value averaging. I mean, what is this? What, you know, is this some kind of economics course? Is this college? What are we talking about here? And value averaging. Actually, you know, when you look at it, it's a fairly simple thing, and it's something that anybody can do.
Well, it is, and the whole idea is to try to take away some of the problems we have in investing. Now, what is the biggest problem we have with investing? It's us. It's our greed. It's our fear. So one of the ways we look to try to help take those emotions out of the situation is to identify expected returns. And when we are way ahead of expected returns, have an automatic process in place, not necessarily automatic in the sense that it happens based on some computer program, but have a trigger in your mind that if I hit this and it's more than what I expected at this time, I'm going to take some profits. Or if the market is down more than expected, I'm going to actually buy in. Now, why would I want to buy in when the market's going down? Because it makes sense. Hopefully it makes dollars. Because you want to buy when the market is lower and ultimately sell when the market or the investment is higher. Sounds pretty simple, right? The problem is our emotions get in the way. When the market is heading lower, we're all scared to death. We want to sell at that point. We want to get out before we lose everything. It hasn't ever happened. We're not going to lose it all. And frankly, if it does go to zero and we lose it all, that money that was set aside for the future is the least of our problems because we got problems today. So it's not going to go to zero. Selling when it's high. Most people get euphoric about the market being up. They want to buy more. So they end up buying when the market is on its way up, and even further up. Buying high because of, you know, the greed factor, selling low because of the fear factor does not make a good investment strategy. So the idea is to identify what is expected from your portfolio, at least from different parts of your portfolio. And if that particular part of the portfolio is well ahead of where you thought it should be or where you expected it to be, sell some of that excess profit. Not everything. Don't sell the whole thing out to cash. We're talking about the excess profit. And so if you thought you were going to earn 10%, you had a hypothetical $100,000 portfolio at the end of the year, you expected to be at 110, not including any additional purchases. And you take a look at it, and it's a year like 2013, and you're up to 130. Well, take 15,000 or 15%. Bring it back down close to that 110 that you were hoping to be at, and set some money off the side. And you know what? It could very well go up again, just like it did in 2014. It went up, 12-14% the next year?
Right.
Well, whether or not a 2 or 3% excess return is enough to get you to value average or not, that's between you and the way you've set your goals up and you and your advisor. But then if the market goes down, you have some money on the side to push it back into the right area. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to be buying at the lowest point. This is not market timing. This is not saying this is the high point to sell or this is the low point to buy. We're just trying to identify this is higher than you expected it to be. Maybe now is a good time to at least take and pare back some of your profits. Or this is a lot lower than we expected it to be. Maybe it's time to create a buying opportunity.
Yeah, and you know what you hear from people. By the way, 877-PLANNER, if you got questions on this or anything else, we got some lines open. You hear from people, well, yeah, okay, so I did this in 2013, and I was up 30, and I expected to be up 10%, so I took 15, 20% off, and I put it in safety. And how do you like that? The next year, you know, we were all up again another, you know, 7 or 8. I could have been up that much, so
you could have been.
What good does this do? Well,
and the worst time wasn't just the 14, and because 15 turned around, it was kind of, you know, flat at the end of the year. So, and yeah, then it went down in January. So that would have been an area where you might have been licking your chops to buy back in if you were playing this game. But the worst time to be looking at value averaging was the late 90s. Yeah, you start in 95, you expect, back then, we may have expected a 15% rate of return.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And we got quite a bit excess return in 95. And so you value average in 95. 96, way up again. You value average again. 97, you value average. Now you're starting to say, we're in the new paradigm. The market always goes up.
Why do I keep
selling off?
Exactly.
Look, I could have been that much higher. And about 99, you finally say, you throw in the towel and you say, I am not following this strategy anymore. And you go all in because, hey, the markets are always up. According, if you lived and invested through the late 90s, you can remember it. It was an incredible time and everything went up and everything was great right up until it didn't. And then it didn't. And then it dropped in 2000. It dropped in 2001. We had a couple little issues in 2001. And it went down again a little bit later net. That's where the value averaging really paid off. Now, the reality is over a super long period of time, you know, 20 years, 30 years, it probably is not going to add that much overall return to your portfolio. And in fact, it may actually cost your portfolio a little bit in return. But what it does is it takes some of the emotion out of it. The idea that we have some excess, we don't have as much in the market. Now, for a 25-year-old, I'm not worried about it too much. Even 35, I'm not worried. But when we get into our late 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, now that's when this makes a lot of sense because the risk side of the house is much more important than the return side of the house. When you're 25, hey, if the market drops by 50%, so what? You had $5,000 in it, and you don't need that money for 40 years. When you're 65, it means a lot more to you if the market goes down even 5 or 10%.
Yeah, what we're talking about here, Professor Plum, is really managing risk in this case. And
trying
by
to.
The way, and following the old tradition, selling when prices are fairly high and buying when prices are fairly low. Isn't that what we talk about?
How do you make money on an investment? You buy low and you sell high. Why is it then that most people, or a lot of people, I mean, the average person, just the average mutual fund investor does the exact opposite? Because we're emotional beings and we're trying to manage risk, as John said, through managing us, you know, managing our emotions and trying to make it available to us to be able to say, you know what, I'm good with that return. I'll take some off the top. Take a little, you know, haircut there and just bring it over. What you're doing also is when the markets do go down, and I don't know when they're going to go down. I just know that at times they will go down. When they go down, you don't have as much in the market. And when they do go down, you may have some money on the side to be able to potentially buy in. Now, I will tell you that it's much easier to talk to people about selling when the markets are up substantially like they were in 2013. And it's much more difficult to get people to talk to people about investing into a declining market. But the reality is, assuming we've identified this money, we're only talking about long-term money here. We're not talking about short-term money. We're talking about the long-term growth type portfolio money. Since we've identified it as long-term growth, the time horizon is there to be able to buy in when it's heading down, whether it's at the bottom or not, who knows, and to be able to do the other things that we're talking about. We're not talking about bucket number one, the money we need to spend in the next couple of years. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about our growth portfolio, how to manage potentially the risk, the emotion of that long-term growth portfolio.
Yeah, and that's, once again, it is the opposite of what people tend to do. And they're taking some of their money that they need, you know, next month, and they're buying.
That's not right.
High, and they're selling low. I remember talking to somebody years ago when you brought up in the late 90s. It was like 1999 or something. And somebody said, well, I finally moved all my money into, NASDAQ.
Into a safer investment.
Yeah,
I find something else to invest in, I've just stuck it in the QQQ for safety right now.
Yeah, I put it in the total NASDAQ market.
Like,
and somebody said, yeah, boy, I tell you, it's been up over the last, have you seen how much it's gone up just over the last year and a half? There's a smart move. And I said, well, I didn't think of this till later, and as I'm thinking about it, I thought they're complimenting somebody on buying high. Now here's another one, another instance when everything was crashing. Early 2009, somebody finally said, you know what, I've given up, I just sold out of all my positions, and I'm going to cash. And this, the advice, the person that was talking to them said the exact same thing. Boy, that was a smart move. That was a very smart move.
A well-known TV personality.
You mean a really hyped-up person who was caffeinated?
Yes, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Saying, get out. And, you know, now is the time to get out. After, we're talking about early 2009.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like.
So, in other words.
Then that's not an investor. That's a gambler.
It's a gambler, and it's somebody who is saying, you should be buying when market prices are high, and you should be selling when market prices are low.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. Now, what we're talking about on value averaging, Professor Plum, is we're not saying you should buy at the highest point because you don't know where it is. That's market timing.
The only way to know where the market high is to look back and identify it. The market high was what, last March? May. March or May. In 2015.
Right, yeah. May, I think.
May, yeah. And the market low so far has been, you know, the second week in February this year.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Another high could be hit. We don't know.
Or another low.
Another low. That's the whole point, but you don't know it until after it happens. This is why we talk strategy with you. All right, value averaging. We may have a couple more things to say about this. 877-PLANNER, get on board. You've got money questions. The Brain Trust standing by from Lucia Capital Group, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum here to answer those questions. 877-PLA-NNER. More in a minute.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs.
Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I know. Oh, hi, welcome back. Yeah, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And it's another hour just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing. I should remind you, too, that you can follow us on Twitter, right? And you can like us on Facebook. What you do is you go to you go to either one of those and you search Wealth Ed, W-E-A-L-T-H, Wealth Ed. And then you like us and you follow us. Do I sound like I know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm sorry. I got this written out for me. I am too old anymore. I just am too old. But do so. Now, what we do, we post content to Facebook and Twitter. I'm kidding. But you can go there, like us and follow us, et cetera. I think you should because you get a lot of important stuff. And who knows? You may even be able to ask a question. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm the host. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Let's move along to Shirley in Decatur, Georgia up next. Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I have a question. I have $32,000 sitting in my checking account. It's been sitting there for years. And I want to know the safest place to move it to where I can get to it easily and not have to pay tax on it.
Well, you won't have to pay tax on it because it's... now, you're talking about what you won't have to pay tax on what it earns?
You're right.
Well, I'm not sure I would do that. I mean, because you want it super safe, you want it super accessible. Is that right?
Yes.
And so anything that is tax-free is probably going to be not that, it's not going to earn that much more money than you're not earning right now in the checking account. Now, how much income? Are you married or single?
I'm single. I'm 78, and my income is retirement and Social Security.
So what's the total income?
I would say around under $20,000 a year.
Okay, and how much of that is from social? I mean, a good chunk or half of it?
Well, social is, I can tell you exactly what social is. Social is $1,238 a month.
Okay, and then you're getting another $1,238 a month.
And retention is $969 a month.
Okay, at those levels, you're probably not paying anything in taxes or very little in taxes.
You're right. I'm not.
So we don't have to necessarily worry about going into tax-free investments because at your income level, you're not paying taxes. So if you wanted to have something that is FDIC insured but earning more than what you're doing now, I would look for one of these online bank accounts if you're comfortable with online. I use them. My kids use them. A lot of people use them, and they're paying close to 1% last time I checked. I haven't looked in the last week or two when the interest rates went down a little bit, but they would get you close to 1% in interest, and it would be still be accessible within a day or so. And it's out of your checking account, and it's earning a little bit.
That's like a savings then, huh?
It is. It's a savings account.
It's a savings. So a savings would be the... You know what? I guess what I'm thinking of, today's technology, you know, things can get stolen from you quickly. And I don't want...
Right, but if you put it in a bank account at the local brick-and-mortar bank, they could access that through electronic means, too. And so I don't see the online banks being any less safe than the other ones. That's just me. I mean, you have to be comfortable with it, too. And so whether you are or not, that's up to you.
You're saying an online savings.
An online savings bank, yeah. Or check with the different credit unions.
Savings.
What was that? I'm sorry?
As opposed to brick-and-mortar savings.
Typically, yes, because the brick-and-mortar savings that I've seen don't pay anywhere near, I mean, they pay less than half of what the online savings accounts are paying. Now, there are some credit unions that may be paying close to that as well. So check the credit unions that you belong to or ones that you could potentially belong to in your area if you want to have that office to be able to go to and talk to somebody. So
I'm not really crazy about, you know, the earnings, savings, you know, the earnings, I'm not really too particularly crazy about that. I just want it safe.
Okay, well, you want it safe, then you're going to stay with the banking industry. Either a bank, a credit union, or something that either has the, what is credit union?
NCUA, I think,
which is like the FDIC type stuff, or a bank that has FDIC coverage. That is guaranteed by the bank. That is, or not the bank, excuse me, by the government. And
okay.
So you would want to stay in those areas. And so you want to get something that has the same type of safety as your checking account, basically, with FDIC. But you want to earn a little bit of money on it. Otherwise, if you don't care what you're earning, there's no reason to move it out of the banking or the checking account.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it's not safe. I'm thinking in this, you know, the checking account isn't safe. People can steal you, you know.
They can steal it if you put it under your mattress, too.
You're right. You're right. So you're suggesting out of the checking account into
I'd put it into some kind of a savings account, a bank account that earns a little bit of interest while you're waiting to find a reason to spend it.
Okay. Well, thanks for your help.
You're welcome, Shirley, and thank you for the call. I've seen people who are concerned, you know, before. I don't think there's a whole lot of concern warranted.
I think it's less safe keeping it in underneath my mattress than it is in a bank account.
Well, she was talking, and I got the sense that more about, you know, somebody going in and taking the funds electronically, and all that. I think more than, you know, maybe a bank going under.
No, she was. I don't think she was worried about the bank going under. I think she was worried about somebody outside of the, you know, of her, the relationship she has with either the account or the electronically stealing it.
Yes, and I've known an instance where this has happened. The only time that I've seen where that happened is when the person who owns the account has either unwittingly or not too smartly, you know, been
left the door open, basically.
Correct. Or yes, and they transfer the funds themselves. Now, if somebody goes in and somehow manages to steal your, you know, debit card number, and they take all the money out of your account, which has happened to people before, it takes a little bit. It's a little bit of a hassle, but the bank
it is.
Will,
and I've gone through that. Years ago, I had a chunk of money removed from my savings account.
Sure, I've known people who have had it happen.
It was when my daughter was in college, so we had her checking account linked up with our home accounts so that I could very easily just transfer money to her while she was in college. And we checked it one day, and a large chunk of money had gone from my savings into her checking account and from her checking account into somebody else's Visa payment. Like, whoa. And I made sure I called my daughter to see if she was being very generous to a friend of hers. She hadn't been that generous. She had not made somebody's Visa payment on my behalf. And so we immediately called the bank, and they checked into it. There was an online access. I don't know, though, that it wasn't on. I think the bank just screwed up.
Well, it may have been. But in either case, the ones that I've seen, the bank has made good. They've said
they put it all back.
Exactly. Now, the problem comes if you willingly go in and start wire transferring money
and
over.
You send it the wrong place.
Somebody says, well, you know, we're the IRS or we're so-and-so.
Don't do that.
Don't do that because they will not and cannot replace it for you. So, okay, we got more coming up. There's another hour just ahead. If you need the brain trust right now, you want to talk off the air right now, you can check in with Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. More to come. Stick around. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.